Tzaddik HaKohen of Lublin tells a story about the Rebbe Reb Zusha. Says that one time the Rebbe Reb Zusha was traveling, and as he's making his way along this road, he encounters this non-Jewish farmer. He's schlepping this big wagon that's filled with these large bales of hay. And all of a sudden he notices that one of these big bales of hay falls off the wagon. It lands in the mud. So this non-Jewish farmer turns to the Rebbe Reb Zusha, the brother of Rav Eli Melech Lubezhensk, and he says, "Do you think you could help me? I'm struggling." He sees that he's struggling to lift this bale of hay back onto the wagon. "Do you think you could help me? I need help lifting up this hay." And the Rebbe Reb Zusha says to him, "I'm sorry, I'm not able to help you." He was in a rush, he needed to be somewhere. He felt badly, but "I'm sorry, I'm not able to help you." And this non-Jewish farmer turns to the Rebbe Reb Zusha and he says, "Let's just be clear about one thing. It's not that you're not able to help me. You're an able-bodied person. I understand you're in a rush." He says, "But let's be very clear. It's not that you're not able to help me. It's that you don't want to help me. You're not interested in helping me. I'm not upset at you, but let's just be very clear. You said you're not able to help me. You're able to help me. You just don't care to help me." And Rebbe Reb Zusha said to himself, and Tzaddik again brings us in several places, he said to himself, "Wow, look at what this non-Jewish fellow taught me." So often in life, we excuse ourselves by claiming that we're not able to do something. He explained it more Kabbalistically, that the fallen hay actually alludes to the last letter of Hashem's name, this fourth and final gullus that we find ourselves in. But so often we think that we're not able to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Gula. I'm not able, I don't know how to bring Mashiach. I'm not able to, I don't have the kochos hanefesh, I don't have the skills, I don't have the spiritual wherewithal, I don't know how to do it. The Rebbe Reb Zusha said, very often in life, it's not a question of being able to, it's a question of how much do we want to actually do it. Very often, Tisha B'Av falls out on a Motzei Shabbos. Sometimes it's a Nidcha. Sometimes it's like this year, where tonight is actually Tisha B'Av. And we've mentioned in the past that transition from the world of Shabbos to the world of Tisha B'Av is a very harsh contrast, and it should be. And maybe that's why our calendar is arranged this way, that so often it falls out this way. We go from the world of Shabbos Kodesh, where so many of the tefillos and so many of the zmiros and so many of the kavanos of Shabbos is a world that is above any type of shvira and any type of pirud and any type of brokenness, midas adin. And then we come crashing back down in this very stark contrast into the world of Tisha B'Av. And especially when you come out of a Shabbos Chazon and you understand what the tzaddikim said about Shabbos Chazon. The tzaddikim said, the Ohev Yisrael writes, "Yesh lomar asher Shabbos Chazon hu yoser gadol b'mayla mikol Shabbos Hashana." Whether we realize it or not, whether we felt it or not, the tzaddikim revealed to us that Shabbos Chazon, because it opposes the Avelus of the 9 days, of the Bein HaMetzarim, it's the biggest Shabbos of the year. It's the loftiest Shabbos of the year. So we come from the greatest Shabbos of the year to our lowest place. So right after Shabbos, we collapse. We're sitting on the floor. Shabbos is referred to in the Svarim HaKadoshim, and especially the end of Shabbos, is referred to as Ravid D'Ravid, the ultimate desire. That's why Shalosh Shudos is such an important part of Shabbos Kodesh. And what's amazing about this Shabbos, as Yisrael Yaakov Berman pointed out to me, Asif Seitz Tzaddik brings from the Choz of Lublin, whose yahrzeit is tonight, Tisha B'Av, who says that while usually the last moments of Shabbos are the most precious, most special, most desirable part of Shabbos, because Mincha time is usually a Zman of Midas Hadin, and therefore Shabbos comes at the end of Shabbos and pushes away that Midas Hadin. But what happens when the whole Shabbos is in the 9 days? What happens when the whole day is Midas Hadin? Says the Sifsei Tzaddik, member of the Ger Rebbe's family, the grandson of Chedush Arim, quotes from the Choz of Lublin, "Shabbos Kodesh Zeh Kulo Eis Ratzon." It's not that we didn't have Shalosh Shudos in Shul today. It's that the whole Shabbos was Shalosh Shudos. The whole Shabbos was Ravid D'Ravid. The whole Shabbos was the greatest of desires. And now as Shabbos leaves us, we have to understand, so what did we learn from this Shabbos? If Shabbos is a time of Ratzon, an Eis Ratzon, a time of desire, and the Shabbos Chazon is Kulo, an Eis Ratzon. So we need to ask ourselves as we come into Tisha B'Av, so what do we desire? What do we want? The Rebbe Reb Zusha was teaching us, so often we say, I'm not able to, I don't know how to. But Lamaisa, the truth is, the deeper reality is, that sometimes we just don't want it. And that's the conversation that actually Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael had this morning. Because as Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting the Chet HaMaraglim, which is a very significant part of what we're doing here right now, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's brought in Gerar Svar, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bnei Yisrael, V'lo avisam lalos, v'tamruas pi Hashem alokechem. Lo avisam. What does that word mean, lo avisam? You didn't want to go up. And Bnei Yisrael, of course, they tried to offer a rational explanation. Want? Of course we want. It's just, it's dangerous, it's scary, Eretz Yisrael, the giants, the opposition, we don't know how. And they say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ona anachto olim. We're not sure how to go up. Moshe says, you're a bunch of liars. That's not the real reason you didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Because if you really wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, you would have found a way to get to Eretz Yisrael. If you want to accomplish something in Ruchnius, a Jew finds a way. Moshe Rabbeinu catches Bnei Yisrael on this very subtle lie. Moshe says, nah, that's not it. It's not that you can't. It's that lo avisim. So you didn't want to go up. You didn't have a true ratzon to go up. That word, ava, means a ratzon. And that's what Chodesh Av, from a similar lashon, is about. It's about asking ourselves, what's our ratzon? What do we want? Coming out of a Shabbos that's kulo rava derav. The Rebbe Reb Simcha Bunim of Prashisla says, if the whole Shabbos is rava derav, that means Shal Shudis today was rava derav derav. It's the ultimate eis ratzon, three times over. We have a tradition from Reb Simcha Bunim of Prashisla that sometimes a person could say, you know what, I want to be honest. I don't actually want something, but I want to want something. It's also a madriga. Can I say with a straight face that I want to finish us? I don't know, maybe I'm not on that level. Maybe I don't think that's... But I want to get to a point where I'll want to finish us. Do I want to stop speaking Lashon Hara? I mean, I want to stop speaking Lashon Hara. I want to want certain things. The Rebbe Rabbeinu of Prashischa said that a person can say that up to 10 times over. I want to want to want to want to want. And that's still considered a revelation of something that a person wants. We don't make fun of such a person. He's not ready to say he really wants it, but he's ready to say, I want to want it. I'm not ready to reconcile that fight that I had with so-and-so, but I want to get to a point that I can say with a straight face that I want to. But on Tisha B'Av, we have to move past that abstract theoretical want. On Tisha B'Av, one day a year, can we say that we really want advance? Not just I want to be an Eretz Yisrael. I want a Beis HaMikdash. I want the Gula Shlema. Not to say it in such an abstract way. Rabbi Nachman said that when a person doesn't really want the things that they want, which again, on a regular day might be considered a madrego. I want, that's also something. But Rabbi Nachman said, you know what Gullus is? Gullus is when a person says that he wants something, but he doesn't really want it. That's a form of Gullus. That's a form of being disconnected from ourselves. We know that there's a very strange and mysterious connection between Pesach and Tisha B'Av. The Shulchan Aruch brings that the first night of Pesach is always the same day of the week, the calendar, the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av. The first night of the Seder was on a Motzei Shabbos. Tisha B'Av is on a Motzei Shabbos. Aleph and Tav, Beis and Shin. The second day goes with Shuas. Shulchan Aruch brings this remes. Strange connection. We have an egg on the Seder plate. Maybe some type of avelus. There's some strange connection between Gullus and Geula in that way. Rav Schwab brings from the Chafetz Chaim that in the month of Nisan, because it's the month of Geula, it's not enough for a Jew to just anticipate Mashiach in the same theoretical way that he does all year round. Every day of the year I want Mashiach. But in the month of Nisan, in the Chodesh of Geula, a person, the Chafetz Chaim said, has to live as if it's a Suffolk shuckle. It's 50-50. Every moment is 50-50 that Mashiach could come. It's not the usual, 99%, probably not, but 1% in, B'soich Levi, I believe that maybe Mashiach will come. In the month of Nisan, we step it up. That we live every moment 50-50. Mashiach could happen any moment. Chazal say, B'Nisan Asidin Ligal. B'Nisan Ligal or B'Nisan Asidin Ligal. So I think the same thing, the relationship between Tisha B'Av and Chodesh Nisan, between the Leil HaSeder and Tisha B'Av, the same thing has to carry over. If Nisan Asidin Ligal, then the Medrash tells us explicitly that Mashiach is going to be born on Tisha B'Av. I have no idea what that means. I don't know if that means the spirit of Mashiach is born. I don't know if the person who's going to be Mashiach is born. I'm not sure what that means. But it can't just be this abstract, I want Mashiach. We have to move it up a notch, a significant notch, to believe that it's much more l'maisa that Mashiach is going to come. That's what Chodesh Av is. Av, lo avisam lalos. You didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. You didn't want to help that non-Jewish farmer lift the bale of hay. It's not that you weren't able to. There was a Rav who once decided, Erev Rosh Hashanah, to try to beat the rush to the mikvah. He gets to the mikvah very early, tries to beat the crowd. He gets there, there's only one other fellow there. And this other fellow is already about to be tovel. He's making his way right up to the mikvah. And as this fellow gets into the mikvah, he lets out a scream, "Ooh, the fires of Gehenna. So hot. Super hot mikvah." And every step he takes as he's going into the mikvah, he's krechsing, "Ooh, ah." This other Rav who's there is watching this other fellow be scolded by the mikvah. He's scared for himself, but he starts to prepare himself to get ready to go to the mikvah. And he approaches the water. He starts to creep into the water, and it's very hot. And he says, as he gets deeper into the mikvah, he sees this other fellow, this guy who was screaming, "Ooh, wow, the fire's in Gehenna in this mikvah." He sees him sitting in the water, steam rising up all around him. He said his head was bobbing in the water like a beach ball. And he sees the guy has this smile on his face. And this Rav says he couldn't resist. He looks at this fellow who's enjoying himself, comfortable in the waters. So he says to him, "Well, I guess a person could get used to Gehenna also." It's a Tisha B'Av story. It's not a Rosh Hashanah story. It's a Tisha B'Av story because I'm so worried. And I feel it every year more and more. And maybe there's a deep truth to it. That we kind of like Tisha B'Av. Or at the very least, we've gotten used to Tisha B'Av. Because you can even get used to Gehenna. You can get used to these things. We look forward to all the new content that will be streamed online tomorrow. Hours and hours of videos and shiurim. And it's geschmack. And we're inspired by it. And we should be. But there also has to be a desire to get out of this. Lo avisam lalos, to want to come back to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have to be this way. I was just thinking in Maariv, we say in the opening bracha of Maariv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this ability to be Meshana Itim, to change the times. It doesn't have to be this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves things around. We don't have to sit in the dark right now on the floor. We can be in the lights of the Beis HaMikdash if we wanted something different. The Chose of Lublin, again, whose yard site is tonight, asked a question on a pasuk in the first parak of Nachum. The pasuk says, "Ma techashvun el Hashem." People try to make plans, plots against Hashem. Kolahu osa. Kadosh Baruch Hu finishes off anyone who gets in his way. Lo sakum pa'amayim tzara. No adversary will rise up twice. That's the pasuk shot. But the Chose of Lublin said, "Lo sakum pa'amayim tzara." A tragedy never repeats itself. The Chose of Lublin who died on Tisha B'Av, that's ironic. Tisha B'Av itself is a double tragedy. Chorban Bayis Rishon, Chorban Bayis Sheni, so many other tzaras throughout Jewish history. What's the pshat in the pasuk? Lo sokum pa'mayim tzara. Because you had a bad situation, you got a flat tire on the highway once, it's not going to happen again? It's not going to happen exactly in the same spot? What's the pshat in the pasuk? So the Chose of Lublin said, you have to understand the difference between a Tisha B'Av and the other Yom Tov. Because this is also a shtickle Yom Tov. A Yom Tov is etched into time. When Purim took place, Chodesh Adar was transformed forever. Those days in Adar are marked, there's a Roshem within time, of Kedushas Purim. Chanukah made a mark within time. And that's why every year when we come back to that time, we feel the ha'ara, we feel the energy, we feel the potency of that Yom Tov. Lo sakum pa'amayim tzara, said the Chos of Lublin, that even though Tisha B'Av seems to be mesugal l'paranos and it seems to happen over and over and over again, bad things happen on Tisha B'Av, lo aleinu, but it doesn't leave its mark within time. The tragedy, the punishments that happened on this day, as much as we commemorate this day, it doesn't have to be this way. Purim is etched into time. Chanukah is etched into time. Pesach is etched into time. But Tisha B'Av doesn't have to be etched into time. And that sheds so much light on the words of the Yerushalmi. Kol dor she'enu nivna b'yamav ma'alin olav ki'ilu hu achriva. That any generation that doesn't work to bring the Beis HaMikdash back, it's as if you destroyed it, because it doesn't have to be this way. If we choose to allow it to be this way, that's because we don't want it to be different. That's because we're okay with it being this way. It's not marked in time. It's not etched into time. And that's the opportunity, and that's the choice that we have this year, as we do every year, to choose differently, to want something different this Tisha B'Av. When Rav Moshe Feinstein was being taken through the streets of Manhattan in an ambulance, in his dying moments in this world, the Gadol Hador, Rav Moshe Feinstein uttered his final words, Echod mer nisht kein kolach. I have no more strength. I'm done. If Rav Moshe Feinstein says, I have no more strength, I've used up every last ounce of my energy, Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think we could trust. That means he gave it his all. When Rav Moshe Feinstein says, I have no more energy, that means I have no more energy. When the Talmidim of the Chazon Ish were standing outside his door, and they heard a sound, a commotion from the other side, and they ran into the room, and they saw the Chazon Ish collapsed on the floor, lying in front of his bed, and they asked the Chazon Ish, they picked up the tzaddik, and they asked him what happened. The Chazon Ish said, when I learn Torah, I use every bit of my strength. He had a little desk on one side of the room, he had a bed on the other side of the room where he would rest. I calculated how much energy I need to make it from my table to the bed. How many steps? And I saved just enough energy, just enough gas in the tank to make it, so to speak, from my chair to my bed, and I miscalculated. And he collapsed on the floor in front of the bed. If the Chazon Ish said he used every last bit of energy, then the Chazon Ish meant he used every last bit of energy. But for us to come to Tisha B'Av and to say, we tried. We tried our best. Yeah? We tried our best. Be'emes, I hope that by the end of this Tisha B'Av, I hope we'll be able to say to ourselves, to one another, we tried this year. We wanted it for real. At least for one day. Maybe the rest of the year we're stuck in a world of rava deravin, in the negative sense. I want. But on Tisha B'Av, a Jew has to be able to say that he really wants. Rabbi Shlomo Freifeld, when he would accept Talmidim into yeshiva, he looked for one qualification. He didn't need to know anything. He had to have a ratzon. That was it. And a bacher was sitting with Rav Freifeld one time. He'd been kicked out of his other yeshiva, and he's sitting with Rav Shlomo Freifeld. And Rav Freifeld says to this bacher, who wasn't fond of yeshivas, who wasn't fond of rabbis, he says, I have one question for you. The entrance exam, the bechina, do you want to learn? He looks at Rav Freifeld. With a snarl, he says, yeah, right. So Rav Freifeld said, you said yes? You're in the yeshiva. He said yes. That's the cynical type of wanting that we sometimes have. But on Tisha B'Av, we want it for real. On Tisha B'Av, we say, it's not that we're not able to. That's what the Rebbe of Zusha told us. It's not that we're not able to. It's not a question of how much do we want it. So I'll leave you with just one line from the brother of the Maharal. And I call him the brother of the Maharal, not to be scornful of the great tzaddik he was, Rav Chaim Friedberg. Rav Chaim from Friedberg was a great tzaddik. Many people wouldn't recognize the name, so I'll call him the brother of the Maharal. But he wrote a sefer called the Sefer HaChaim, and he has a section called Sefer Geula Yeshua. And he writes in the second parak something that I want us to daven over, even when we're not actively davening on Tisha B'Av. Kinos is davening, the Eicha is davening, it's all davening. He says, I don't understand. We're all going to come to the Yom HaDin, and the Gemara Shabbos tells us, Daf Lamed Aleph, that one of the few questions, the official questions of the Yom HaDin, is Sipisa Yeshua. Did you want the Geula? And he asks, who doesn't want the Geula? Anyone doesn't want the Geula? So many things would be fixed if we had the Geula. V'yesh l'tmoa, ki mi hu zeh shel yetzach bi Yeshua Hashem Yizvarach. Who doesn't want the Geula? So many suffering, so much suffering in the Chevel Mashiach. Who doesn't want the Geula? But he says, ki azmanahu kosha al abrios, There's a certain anxiety we have that we're not sure exactly what Mashiach is. I kind of like my house in Teaneck or Bergenfield. I kind of like my regular routine. I'm not sure what it means to have a Beis HaMikdash. And he writes here, even though some people suffer in non-Jewish countries at the hands of people who despise the Jewish people, that should make it so easy for us to want Yeshua, and we do, but there's a certain level of not wanting it, believe Shani. And even though we dive in every tefillah, we ask, in many places in tefillah, we ask for the geula. We need to be concerned that we're not saying it in a real way. We're not actually asking for it. So let's try this Tisha B'Av. Let's try at least for 24 hours. To not be theoretical Jews, not be Jews who have some abstract desire to be in Yerushalayim, but to some point, at some point in this, over the course of this day, if not for the entire day, to feel in a real way, I would prepare to give it all up to come back to Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. I want a Beis HaMikdash. I want Gula. I'm scared. Yes, I'm scared. I'm scared. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it looks like. But I want it. And I'm not going to excuse myself by saying I'm not able to make it happen, because that's not really true. It's just a question of whether or not we have a ratzon be'emes to return to Yerushalayim. We should be zocha to experience that this year, each and every one of us, from here. Amen.